Welcome to the HCI family of podcasts. We're your source for personal, professional, and organizational growth and development. We share our own original research, explore industry trends, and interview executives and thought leaders from across the globe. Join us for practitioner-oriented content around all things leadership, HR, talent management, organizational development, and change management. Maximize your personal and organizational potential with the HCI family of podcasts. Kate Grady and Brenda Stover, welcome to the conversation today.
Thanks for having us.
It is a pleasure to be with both of you. You're joining us from out east near Villanova University. And today we're going to be talking about using AI technology to prepare students for their interactions with recruiters and hiring managers. There's so much we could talk about around AI technologies and its implications for the labor force, for the workforce. But again, we're going to try to hone in specifically on how to best utilize this as a tool for students who are preparing for and entering the workforce. As we get started, I wanted to share Kate and Brenda's bio with everybody. Brenda Stover leads the O'Donnell Center at the Villanova School of Business, delivering professional development services and resources for business students, including experiential education, career education initiatives, student business society activities, BSB mentor program, and corporate sponsorship programs. Brenda also manages the first year and sophomore components of VSB's Backpack to Briefcase professional development curriculum and oversees the SBI professional success course. I could go on about Brenda, but I'll pause there. And Kate manages the co-op and academic internship opportunities and develops relationships with employers, supporting students' personal and professional development through career exploration and internship and job search processes, partnering with the academic advising team to ensure alignment between students' academic and professional goals. Kate collaborates with colleagues in the University Career Center, VSB Centers of Excellence, and other campus departments and employers to create distinctive experiences for students. That was a lot, but there's a whole lot more I could say about both of you. I'm going to pause for just a moment. We'll start with Brenda and then Kate. Anything else you would like to add by way of your background or personal context before we dive on into the broader conversation?
No, I think pretty good summary. I've dedicated the majority of my career to helping students around their career and professional development. And on the flip side, working with our employer partners to build out great partnerships that ultimately benefit our students.
Yeah, and I agree. I think you covered it pretty well. I really enjoy working with our students and hearing their stories and helping them kind of figure out who they are and how they can apply that to their what their next steps might be.
Well, let's go ahead and dive on in, maybe just a little bit of an overview to the O'Donnell Center, generally speaking, and then we can start talking about the trends in job search and recruitment that you're seeing in your work with students. And that collaboration is really key. I think everyone has resource constraints, so everyone's trying to do as much as possible with, you know, those within those constraints and sometimes way under-resourced types of initiatives. And so one of the keys around that is trying to just partner with and collaborate with as many different areas where we can synergize and expand, right, and accelerate the impact that we're trying to have. So that type of work that you're doing in the O'Donnell Center and making those connections, super, super important. Kate, anything you want to add? And then we can get more into some of these job search and recruitment trends that you're seeing.
No, I think Brenda covered it really well. We see a lot of our students and the Career Center sees a lot of them as well. We consider it, you know, to your point about resources, we see it as them having multiple resources across campus so they can utilize as many as they want and just benefit from all of them. So I think that sort of sums it up nicely.
Some of the key things that we're seeing, I would say in the last 3 to 5 years, first and foremost, accelerated recruiting practices of some of the employer groups that our students are highly interested in, financial services, public accounting in particular, those two, as well as consulting. Then I'd also say kind of on the flip side with our students, we're seeing an increasing interest in more individualized one-on-one attention, career coaching, not really interested in large group workshops anymore. They have great takeaways from our in-class professional development curriculum, but almost always are then seeking out, again, more individualized attention. And then I'd say also that the availability of resources is expanding for students through Gen AI resources and other technology platforms. But I think what all of those trends point to is that we have an obligation to work with our students earlier on in their college career, literally the minute they walk on our campus, to do a deeper dive around what their individual interests, passions, career paths that they want to follow are, as opposed to in the past, we had some time to let them get acclimated to the college environment. And then sometime in sophomore or junior year, we'd really start digging in with them. There really isn't the opportunity to do that anymore because we have an obligation to get our students prepared to engage with those employers that are executing on those accelerated recruiting processes.
Yeah, and maybe we can talk more about that AI, the generative AI technology integration into your programs. Like, how are you utilizing those to help prepare students for their interactions with recruiters and hiring managers? It's an intriguing idea to me, you know, utilizing this tool in that way.
Yeah, so we've seen a lot of growth in that area. I think every single industry in the world has. So a couple of places that we've incorporated it, as Brenda mentioned, professional development is incorporated into our academic curriculum through our Backpack to Briefcase program. And so there is a sophomore course that goes through, really, we talk a lot about personal brand, professional brand, and how you're incorporating that. And so we've incorporated AI into that and ChatGPT and all of those different technologies to help students think about how they're using it and how they might use it for topics like business writing. How are they using it for their resume and cover letter? And what we're talking about is really making sure their authentic voice is incorporated into that content. So thinking about consistency of brand and how that comes across in your business writing. But then ultimately, you know, the goal is that that resume, that cover letter gets you an interview or gets you a higher view pre-recorded interview opportunity. So that content covers a lot of those things. So we're incorporating it into our curriculum in that way. We've developed a couple workshops around it. So we have a specific AI in the job search workshop that we offer, as well as incorporating it into the other things that we're doing. So we're already talking about resume. How can we incorporate AI into resume conversations? We're talking about LinkedIn. How can we talk about how LinkedIn has evolved to incorporate some AI tools as students are developing their profiles? So that is sort of how we've incorporated it into some of our programming so far. One other thing that we've done on campus is to build out sort of an AI working group. We have a Microsoft Teams channel where we're just in conversation regularly about, okay, did you see this article? Here's what this school's doing. Has anyone heard of this? How can we use this? What are you doing over here to talk about resume? How can we incorporate that in our audience and who our audience is and our purposes? So we're doing a lot of resource sharing at the campus as well to make sure our programs are growing and expanding at the speed of the technology itself. Because even from last year, I'm seeing a lot more student awareness and knowledge about these tools and their use. So we want to make sure that our programs are evolving at the speed that the technology is.
Yeah, which is hard because there's like literally new tools being released almost every week.
Absolutely. Like. Exactly.
So maybe that's partly in response to the next question I wanted to ask you. But what are some of those challenges that you have as you see students, you know, utilizing these tools in their job search? Obviously, a part is just staying on top of like all the new things, and it's constant and you get overwhelmed. I imagine that's a challenge for you and for the students, but maybe speak to that a little bit as well as other challenges that you see.
Yeah, I think that staying on top of what is evolving is probably more of a challenge for us in terms of us wanting to be aware of what resources we should be making students aware of and how to use them in the search. I would say our number one area of concern in working with students around Gen AI and how to incorporate that into their internship and job search is that idea of incorporating their authentic voice. I think some of the most practical areas that students are actively using Gen AI is around resume, cover letter content, email communication content with employers. And there is definitely a mentality of cut and paste, and what our big message to students is that cut and paste is not going to work in this situation. The best case scenario is that Gen AI provides an idea off of which to build, or further enriches content that you've already written in your voice, as opposed to just simply asking Gen AI to generate a cover letter and then just using that wholesale in the ways that you communicate with employers. That is probably our biggest battle cry at this point, authenticity.
Yeah, I think students have a perception that, you know, when they do it themselves, they're like, oh, this sounds like something I would write. But when you're on the other end of it, when you're reading 27 million cover letters for one position, it really jumps out at you. And as an exercise to help illustrate that to them, I took the cover letter that I wrote for the job that I'm in now, and I gave them three examples. I gave them my cover letter as it was written back in, you know, 2018 when I applied for this role. And then I had ChatGPT write one from scratch. I gave them the title and things like that. And then I had a third version that was some sort of mishmash of those two. So I took ChatGPT and massaged it a little bit to make it more my voice. And I asked them, you know, which one do you think was primarily authored using ChatGPT and those similar tools? And they were able to identify it immediately. And I was like, see, it is obvious. And so kind of walking them through that so they could see it for themselves was, I think, helpful for a lot of them to really see it in real time.
Yeah, it is obvious.
Yeah. You're seeing it, I'm sure.
Yes, in the classroom. I think anyone in the university space is definitely aware of it. And I am all for students utilizing AI as a tool, and I want to help them learn how to use it effectively and appropriately, ethically. You know, the biggest question I have, I'm a department chair, so sometimes I'll have a faculty come to me and say, hey, I have, you know, this case, this class, you know, the student did this on this assignment, what should I do? And I'm like, honestly, just grade the paper, like, according to your grading criteria and your rubric. And it, if you do that, it'll be obvious to the student that it sucks and they shouldn't do that. Like, it's hard to prove that someone has used AI,
right?
Because the AI detection tools aren't very good, but it seems fairly obvious to the reader, you know, that like, this does not have their voice. This seems generic, blah, blah, blah. When we have assignments and a student turns around and turns something in like that, I mean, usually you can just literally just grade it according to your normal criteria and they're going to do terrible on it. And giving them that feedback and even suggesting, hey, some of this just sounds, you know, generic and doesn't have your voice in it. I would like to see more of that in the future. You know, students get the message pretty quickly, that, you know, it could be a tool to help you brainstorm and to start to come up with some ideas, to help you start to outline your thoughts, some of those sorts of things, to iterate, you know, in terms of idea and how you could approach things. But when it comes to the actual writing, you just gotta do it yourself. And so we want to continue to teach students the critical thinking that's necessary and how they can apply these types of tools and technologies. AI is just the latest example, but we're going to continue to have so many different emerging disruptive technologies that are going to shape and reshape the world of work for our students in the future. So we just have to do the best we can to support our students in kind of understanding that, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm curious, do you anticipate that recruiters seeking AI-specific knowledge from students will become more prevalent in the future? Like, if so, how are you staying on top of emerging trends and developments in AI to help students have that knowledge so they are better prepared for those future opportunities?
Yeah, I've been having a lot of conversations with recruiters about it just because I'm super curious about this topic and what their perception of it is. My sense is that rather than having specific skill sets around different technologies, is that employers are looking for students who are adaptable, who can learn new things, who are curious about learning new things, and who want to be able to figure out how to apply that to whatever use case makes sense for them. So if they're in financial services, how might they apply it to either their work or their business itself? Same with marketing or accounting. So what I hear from recruiters is they want that general hunger for knowledge, that thirst, that intellectual curiosity is increasingly important because, as you said, there's going to be continued disruption. We've seen so many new AI tools develop in the past, you know, couple months, even since ChatGPT was launched. And so I think that's what they're looking for more than anything, is a broader applicable adaptation to emerging technologies. That's what I hear more than anything else. And I think different industries are approaching it differently. I'm hearing a lot of talk about it in the marketing space, not as much about it in fin services. And so I think students need to also have that sense of being able to do that research ahead of time and know, like, okay, what is best practice in my industry? What is my industry saying at conferences, in the news, in their publications, professional associations, so that they can walk into those interview opportunities and conversations with that knowledge, that what is my industry saying about it? What are they looking for? What are specific employers looking for in those instances?
To say on the kind of the first part of your question of how are we preparing ourselves to message to students, we have a 7-person team, and we've set a tone across the team that that we have to have a hunger for understanding what's happening in the AI space so that we can ultimately serve students better. To that end, over the course of the last couple of months and through the summer, we're doing a team-wide study, if you will, on AI, using a LinkedIn Learning course, Career Essentials and Gen AI, as our guide. So we're going through that session by session, and then coming together and collectively kind of dissecting what we learned, how we see pieces of that applying to the work that we do. I know Kate and I, in particular, are both voraciously taking in any information that we can through podcasts, through LinkedIn information, through articles that are being published around the Gen AI space. As you mentioned earlier, I mean, it's really uncharted territory. So we're sort of responsible for making the path up as we go. And to that end, I think we can't have enough information at the ready that we take in and keep processing, so we're better positioned to serve the students.
Yeah, and maybe to tag on to what you just referred to, Kate mentioned this, and you were kind of touching on it. Are there, like, do you see specific industries or particular types of job roles where the integration of AI into job search strategies is particularly advantageous, where it's more prevalent? If so, can you unpack that for us for a little bit?
I don't think so much on the job search side. I think there's probably wide differences in terms of the use of AI in performing business functions. But I think in terms of the use of AI in the job search, Kate and I feel like it's applicable kind of the same across any industry. The same principles and concerns apply. Use it for idea generation, that type of thing, but make sure that you apply your authentic voice. But I think those same principles apply across all industries. The end game is the same. Authentically represent your brand in person, on paper, live, in connections through interviews and networking, have that consistent messaging about your brand as it relates to the positions that you're applying for. And in whatever ways you choose to lean into Gen AI to help in that process is great. But again, I don't think that's necessarily industry specific.
I think the biggest thing that I'm finding through this process is it's becoming increasingly important for our students to be able to differentiate themselves, because AI, in good ways and bad, can equal the playing field. So when we think about, you know, accelerated recruiting, it becomes more important earlier in a student's job search process to be able to articulate themselves well in writing for resumes and cover letters, because they're doing that sooner than they used to. So it helps equal the playing field in that way, which is great. It can increase accessibility. And, you know, for students who maybe didn't come from as well-resourced an academic background, they're now better equipped to write and perform at that level in a really positive way. On the flip side, they now have to compete with everybody who is maybe also using these tools. And so they've got to really be able to do that self-reflection and think about who they are and what they want from their job and what they're good at, what their skill sets are, what their selling points are, and be able to articulate those in a way that, you know, has always been part of the job search process, but I think is becoming increasingly important as the playing field gets leveled a little bit by some of these technologies.
increasingly important earlier on in a student's college career. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the biggest challenges, where developmentally students might not be fully aware of who they are and their interests. So it kind of presents that interesting challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Brenda and Kate, this has just been a great conversation. I know at the time I'm going to have to let you go here in a few minutes, but before we wrap things up, I just wanted to give you a chance to share with the audience how they can connect with you, find out more about your work there at Villanova, your team, and then give us a final word on the topic for today.
Sure. So I would say final word on the topic first. We're seeing the landscape being AI plus HI, artificial intelligence, using it responsibly, plus leaning into human interaction. That ultimately leads to greater success for students around their career and professional development. Feel free to reach out to me. You can reach out to me via email, brenda.stover@villanova.edu, or you can certainly message me on LinkedIn. I'd love to connect with other folks who are exploring and learning as we are in this space, and we're happy to share information in terms of what we're doing here in the O'Donnell Center, Villanova School of Business.
Yeah, and I think to Brenda's point, I think final word on the matter, I think be curious about the things you're curious about and use the technology to keep exploring, digging deeper, and developing your own areas of expertise and interest and knowledge, and use those tools in that way. And same with Brenda, I'm on LinkedIn and can also be connected with at caitlin.grady@villanova.edu. Happy to have these conversations and keep digging in with professionals as we're figuring out how to help our students navigate this evolving trend.
Excellent. Thank you both so much. This has just been a great pleasure. I think this is a hugely important thing. It's ever evolving. It's rolling out, right? You're building the plane as you're flying it. Certainly that's, you know, how we're all trying to figure out how to best use these technologies. And so I'm anxious to hear, you know, updates on how this is going for you in the future. Thank you for sharing this today. I encourage the audience to reach out, get connected, find out more about what Brenda and Kate can do for you, how they're preparing students, et cetera. And as always, I hope everyone can stay healthy and safe. They can find meaning and purpose at work each and every day. And I hope you all have a great week. Thanks for joining us for this episode of the podcast. We hope you stay healthy and safe, and please join us again soon.